Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we finished verses 4 through 8. So let's start the week off with verses 9 through 13. This is Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Now, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We're going to be in 1 John chapter 3, beginning with verse 9 this morning. And I hope that you'll follow along with us as we go through this great chapter in the Word of God. Now, again, we encourage you to have pencil and paper, a good King James Bible, and follow along. I say King James Bible not only because it's the right translation, but because a lot of times we do some word studies. And if you want to get it right, then you need to maybe put some things down, write them down, and it'll help you. Also have pencil and paper so you can write down our web address at the conclusion of the broadcast so that you might re-listen to it on our webpage. Not only that, you can also email us through our website, so you may want to write us that way. Or you may just take our physical address and send us a letter. So I hope that you'll come and that you'll listen every day to the broadcast at this same time in your area. Now also, I want to invite you to come to the National Sword of the Lord Conference at the Gospel Light Baptist Church in Walkertown, North Carolina. And that'll be on July the 23rd through the 26th. But what I'm trying to point out is this is a great week. It'll be tremendous. It really will. Great speakers are already lined up. You won't want to miss this. This will be just kind of like the all-star game of fundamentalism. And so don't miss out on it. And we will have a great meeting. So, hey, plan your vacation for July 23rd through 26th in and near Winston-Salem, North Carolina, that you might attend each service of the National Sword of the Lord Conference. Hey, I'll see you there. And now also, let's continue on with our own ministry here at Central Baptist Church, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue in Ocala, Florida. My friend, we'd love to have you come and visit us. Some of you are planning summer vacations, and some of you may be going to Disney World. Now, we're a little bit over an hour north of that, but we're off Interstate 75, just a few miles off, 5 or 6 miles maybe. And we'd love to have you come, and after the services are over, to come up and meet me at the very front of the church and let me know that you listen on WTYG, or you're listening to us on the internet, or your radio station, wherever you're from. That would be such a blessing to us, to know that we have people visiting us that listen to us on the radio. So if you'll come up and let me know that, we recently had a couple from Pennsylvania that listened to us on a radio station up there. And what a blessing that was. So again, let me encourage you to come and visit us if you're in the state of Florida and have a Sunday service with Central Baptist Church. I'd love to have you, and I hope that you will come. Now our Bible study we want to take up today, right in 1 John chapter 3, verses 9 and 10 to begin with here. I was taking you through here about he that committeth sin is of the devil in verse 8, and for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, we know that. And we also know, verse 6, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. So, when you abide in Christ, when you're walking with Christ, it's hard to sin. Okay? And then when you just start walking in the flesh, you will sin. And so that serves as really part of the basis for the introduction to these next few verses, because really it's still part of the same subject. Now, the persecution of Christians today is taking place throughout the world. The 20th century was a century of Christian martyrs, in that 45 million Christians were martyred. An average of 160,000 Christians have been killed each year since 1909. Now, with the Middle East and the various wars and battles they have there, that's increasing. We see Islamic terrorism rejoices that it beheads even children and crucifies Christians on crosses. Yet the media seems to be silent about it unless it's one of their people. They only get upset with us, particularly when we preach against homosexuality, whether it's man or woman, or those living together without marriage, the abomination of transgenderism, and on we could go through the letters of LGBT, whatever, Q, 2, and whatever else. They've come up with new letters all the time. But the abomination of living together without marriage, extramarital, premarital sex. And they get upset not only that we would name that as sin because we believe from the Bible that it is sin, but not only that, they get upset when we say, hey, God can save you from these terrible sins. And by the way, God can. God can. He can not only forgive, He can cleanse so that those sins no longer need to have power over your life. Now, again, I'm expressing my faith in Jesus Christ, and I believe that we still have that freedom in this country, but even if we don't, I will still proclaim the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ as it is written in His Word, the Bible. The Holy Scriptures call these things sin. And so, there are people that are caught up in these very terrible, abominable, sinful things. And yet, God can change the same people to vessels for the glory of God. We even see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, is there any examples in the Bible of people being taken from sinful lifestyles such as homosexuality and other things like that? Preacher, is there anything really like that in the Bible? And oh, my friend, if you just ask that, you just thought that, then let me share with you these verses. In 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 9, it says this, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators." Now, fornication, it's kind of like a general term for sexual sin. It's sex of any kind. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 13:4, the marriage bed is undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. And so we realize that any sex outside of marriage, the marriage bed of the husband and wife alone with each other, not with other people, then that is abominable to God, and God will judge. Now, God may not judge as fast as what some people want Him to, but He will judge. So I'm just laying that. That's the idea behind fornication. Okay? But neither fornicators nor idolaters. Those are those that worship things that they've made, or they may worship nature, things they didn't make, but they are objects, physical items that they may worship. Sometimes they're things that they create in their own mind. The Lord said not to make an idol of anything in heaven, on earth, or under the earth. So He doesn't even want an idol made of Him, because those that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Don't worship an idol that your hands made when God is the one who made us. Next is, nor adulterer. Now, whenever a man or a woman commit adultery, now they may not be those that are going out paying for a harlot, selling their body, a harlot, the lady selling her body, nor a man paying for a harlot. It's adultery. It's worse than a harlot if you read Ezekiel chapter 16. And what they're doing are making sluts of themselves. That is, people who do this outside their marital partner. And so, the Bible tells us that these are even worse than the harlot. At least they're doing it for money. These people are just completely consumed in their lust for another person or people. Now, I've known those that we use the term womanizer today that can make a couple women at the same time think that they just love them, but they're going to keep their marriage because they're being noble and doing it for the children's sake. And they'll say the things such as, well, you know, my children would never accept you, and there'd always be trouble, so we need to do the right thing. Well, they're right. You need to do the right thing. That relationship should not even be there. The right thing is saying, no, let's not leave our spouses to get married. No, the right thing is not to even be together because you have a spouse. But womanizers are able to do that, and gullible, silly women, as the Bible tells us in Timothy chapter 3 and verse 7, the silly women, 2 Timothy 3, led about with divers lusts. They get caught into these things, and they're so easily taken by a womanizer. Well, all that's under adultery. Nor effeminate, homosexual men, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, can be women or men, can be the harlot, can be the most perverted of sexual acts. But all of that is included under abusers of themselves with mankind, lesbianism, what have you. Nor thief, nor covetous, nor drunkard. And the thing I want you to notice about all those sins, most of them are habitual sins. They are sins that people commit over and over and over again. Nor revelers. Now, this is the social drinking crowd. They're the ones that party a lot, and they drink, maybe not to get drunk, just to drink, and that, then they may drink to get drunk, but the revelers is the partying, drinking crowd. Nor extortioners, those that really cheat people out of money. Now, there's been a lot of those that go under the guise of being preachers and teachers and religious people, and they have extorted money by making people think, well, if you do this, send us this much money, and we're going to send you this prayer cloth, and it'll take care of you, and oh, you'll be better off, and it'll be so much nicer for you if you send us money. And well, they get into that thing, and they're extortion. Well, it says, none of these shall inherit the kingdom of God. So, that's quite a list of sins. Then he adds, and such were some of you.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will pray.